Hi, my name is Sam. I'm calling from Opinion Research. May I speak with Tina?
You're calling from where?
Opinion Research, ma'am. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, human research? What is that?
No, Opinion Research. Opinion Research? We're performing a survey.
Survey for what?
A survey related to different issues in Phoenix, specifically housing.
Okay, what about housing?
All right, good, thank you. So, do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, I live in Phoenix.
Okay, great. Now, tell me, generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction? Or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track?
Nothing is going in the right direction. Everything's so inflated. Nobody can afford everything. People have to live with family members because they can't afford a place to live. Phoenix isn't going the right way. Phoenix is going the worst way. Phoenix is going to end up just like California.
I understand. Thanks for sharing that. Now, I would like to ask you some questions about the Levine area of Phoenix. This area lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. So going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Levine area is again?
No, I know what Levine is.
Okay, thank you. Can you please tell me what's the year that you were born?
That's a little bit personal for a survey.
No problem. I can skip that question. No problem. Now, are you or is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
Nope.
All right, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race not listed here?
I'm not answering that either.
No problem. Now, overall, how would you describe the quality of life in living? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, well, that depends on what part of Levine. Levine is pretty big. Anywhere near 35th Avenue and Southern, that area is shitty because it's ran by a shitty-ass HOA called Oasis Management, and they're racist.
I understand. So how would you rate it if you have to choose, like that specifically, excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
It's so-so.
Okay, thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people say would improve the quality of life in living. Please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it will do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. You can use any number from 1 to 5. So the first one is more good-paying jobs. From 1 to 5, how much do you think this will improve the quality of life?
And which one was bad, 1 or 5?
1, it's it won't do anything to improve. And 5, it means a lot to improve the quality of life.
I would say 5.
Thank you. Is that about more affordable housing options to rent or buy? Hello, can you hear me? Hello?
I'm here.
Alright, so the question was, is more affordable housing options to rent or buy from 1 to 5?
There are no affordable rental options. There are no apartments. Nothing is affordable. Rent is like $2,500 no matter where you go.
Alright. Now, the question is if you think that this will improve the quality of life, if there are more affordable housing options to rent or buy. So from 1 to 5.
Of course it would. Who's going to say no? We all know it would improve the quality of life for a lot of people, especially single moms.
Okay. Which number would you give to that? 1 to 5?
5.
Okay, thank you. What about more parks and recreational opportunities from 1 to 5?
If they're indoor. This is Arizona. Nobody wants to be in the heat.
Thank you. Now, better public transportation options from 1 to 5?
5.
More dining and entertainment options?
3.
Thank you. What about more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses? Thank you. And better street and road maintenance?
5.
Thank you so much. Let me move on. Now, in terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm employed.
Thank you. Now, and would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trades, warehouse, retail, and restaurants in Levin?
Can we skip that question? Because they only hire certain individuals in that question. I know you don't want me to answer that, honestly.
No problem. Let me skip that up. In thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too many, too few, or about the right amount of businesses? They employ workers. Sorry? Nothing, you hear me?
I said there's enough.
Okay. You said that's enough? Okay. I mean, the options are too many, too few, or the right amount. So would you keep the right amount then?
Yeah, I guess the right amount, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of businesses in Levin. So would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in Levin? Yes or no?
No.
All right, what about doctors' offices and hospitals? Would you like to see more?
No.
Okay, what about restaurants, bars, and entertaining venues?
Yep.
All right, would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, what about dollar stores?
I would get this.
Dollar stores and discount chains?
Hold on.
No problem.
I mean, it's like 15 on there, but I need 300 total. I gotta get somebody over here to help me. That's the last one. Uh-oh. And I got 4 right there. That which one? Eric and Chandler? Okay. Okay, sorry about that. I'm at work trying to do my job and
answer. No problem. I appreciate that you're helping me. That's okay. So, should we move on?
So, which one? More bars? Would it be a better quality of life? Yeah.
More dollar stores and discount change. Would you see to? Would you like to see more of that in Levin?
More dollar stores? What are we more looking for? They're not even dollar stores anymore.
Okay, so would you say yes or no?
I say no.
Okay, and what about, would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail like Target?
Target would be nice.
Alright. Would you say yes on what or just strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Alright, let me move on. Now, and in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more in Levin?
Jumbo Juice. Healthy options. Not just fast food, nasty Whataburger, McDonald's, nasty ass things. Healthy options. It'd be nice to have more healthy options.
Okay. So healthy food options, you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Now, switching gears a little, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levin? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Would you say that housing availability is a very big problem, a fairly big problem, a moderate problem, slight problem, not a problem at all?
I don't know, because I have a house, so I'm not looking for anything, so I don't know what's available.
No problem. Now, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Levin? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Do you think that this is a very big problem, fairly big problem, moderate problem, slight problem, or not at all?
It's a very big problem based on we only make $15 an hour.
All right. Thanks for
sharing
that.
In our day-to-day.
All right. Now, still thinking about residentials. Development. I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. For each, please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levin. So would you like to see more single family detached homes in Levin?
What type of homes? Inside?
Single family detached homes.
Oh, detached. No.
Yeah. Alright. What about townhouses or attached homes?
No.
Housing options for seniors?
That would be good.
Would you say yes strongly or just somewhat?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And what about multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
That would be good.
All right, would you say yes somewhat or yes strongly?
What was that?
Now, would you say yes strongly or yes somewhat?
That's a definitely.
Okay, thank you. Now, how long have you lived in Phoenix?
My entire life.
All right, thank you. Now, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
You own it? Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing cost options in Levin. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. You can tell me that you strongly favor or oppose, or somewhat favor or somewhat oppose. This is the first one. Change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes?
I'm okay with that.
Would you say that you strongly oppose that or somewhat oppose that or strongly favor or somewhat favor?
I approve it.
Okay. Would that mean somewhat favor or strongly favor?
My favorite.
Okay. Now, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings. Would you favor or oppose that? And how much is the level of that?
I favor that.
Strongly or favor? Okay. Thank you. Now, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhomes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood?
I approve that, strongly approve.
All right. What about change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings?
I approve on that too.
All right. Repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. How much do you favor or oppose that?
I oppose that somewhat.
Okay. And what about repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Nope. We got enough housing.
Strongly oppose or somewhat
oppose? I don't favor that.
All right. Thank you. Now, finally, I would like to ask you just a few questions for statistical purposes. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
My bachelor's degree.
All right. Thank you. Now, what is your annual household income? Just tell me when I get to the right amount. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000.
You can just say 80 to 100.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your just first name?
Tina.
Thank you, Tina. All right. Well, that actually concludes the survey. I really appreciate your time here and hope you have an amazing rest of your night. Thanks for your time again.
I got a question before you go.
Let me know.
So since you guys do these surveys, when are you guys going to actually ask for bylaws to be changed with HOA provisions and their racial institutionalized unnecessary bullshit? When are you guys going to do those surveys?
Well, probably in the future. The thing is that we are being contracted directly. The name of the company is Opinion Research, so they pretty much provide specific surveys they want us to do.
All right, have a good night.
You too. Take care.